We're back. Davins and final segment on the break. That was Julia Grayling with Shallow Heart, and that was Remain with their new song Speed. Of course, you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com. So we'll do a little scamming up Busters. I will cue that up, and as I do that, pip. Oh, well, before I should set that up, you guys had real issues with the money laundering last week.
Yes, we did.
The scammers were essentially talking about money laundering. It passed right over Ann's head.
Everything passes over.
Yeah, really. What a shock.
That was unfortunate.
Mm. Yeah, now we all of a sudden we started getting very interested in, wait a minute, is that how a bank actually works?
Yes, I'm trying to catch a flight, and you two want to talk about banking
laws.
Oh,
God, because he wanted to keep it moving because he had to catch the flight, and then he'd get intrigued in this one thing.
And he's like, now?
Is that true? Yeah, I guess it's true. All right, next.
It's like, shut up, you idiots. Come on, I got to
go. Now you guys are all interested?
I got a plane to catch.
What was that legal? What does it say in Malaysia?
Now we're going to get into the story. What do you guys think? Yeah, okay.
I got no place to be, you idiots.
I got no place to be. Now you can
get... smack you both around.
Sounds about right.
All right, so now the categories for tonight. They're a traditional favorite. Mm-hmm. Mr. Davin.
You're always a favorite.
That's a given.
Number two, fucking liars.
Jesus.
I don't think he was one.
No. Not that.
You're going to die. You're going to get burned in hell for that.
A different...
Well, didn't I get that far down the list?
We have
number 647. Number 648. What was this thing about a thigh?
Yeah.
Really? It's pretty funny. I'll let that one go. Yeah.
What, you think that one's that far down?
He's done a lot of terrible things.
They probably make you do that where they don't like it's like by three, all right, you get the horns. They probably keep you going. All right, 700.
Well, sure. If you're going to hell, they might as well start the summer.
734. Wow.
What's it?
Okay.
735. You had Taco Bell. You had four people in the car. You farted and you locked the windows? Who does that?
The scroll is meanwhile huge.
Not good. Funny. 730. See, just keep you going. You don't know when.
The scroll for comedians is especially big because it's every joke you told.
759. You gave the okay for Elsa to have a female love interest.
What? I wasn't in the writer's meeting for that.
It was stupid that wanted to do it. If you go back to the transcripts.
You can just see Joe. Hold on.
Go back on the replay. Go back to
June 7th. Flies up. Well, actually, I have the minutes right here. And I record.
Good boy. If you don't go to June 7th, 2016, you'll know that was Dumbbell's idea for that, not mine.
Well, you know, St. Peter is a terrible transcript taker. Yeah. So, all right. So now the third one, we haven't done this in a long time. This is not exact words. This is just how many times she mentions how many jobs she has.
Oh. Mm. So she says, like, I'm working jobs?
I'm working all these jobs.
So she has to be all these jobs, not I just came back from my job.
No, anytime she mentions a job.
Oh, any job.
Any job she has, how many jobs she has, anytime she's mentioning her jobs.
Interesting. All right, Joe?
All right. Mr. Davin's going to be five.
Okay.
Let's see.
Fucking liars.
Fucking liars. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go with seven.
Ooh. That's
all right. Many jobs. Let's go with, I'm feeling three.
Well, you were feeling Bell's palsy the way that came out.
I was afraid of that too, actually. I was calling 911 in a second.
I think he's finally stroking out.
Damn it, what's that four-letter word that you do the smile?
At least it's the
smile.
Last segment. I don't need him to do the clock. At least he was convenient.
Joe, smile. Can you raise your hand over your head?
How would you know if he smiled unless Trump wins? That's the only way you're going to see stupid smile. And your next president, Donald Trump, stupid, will go, yay! Yay! Oh, I soiled myself.
Oh, look, he didn't have a stroke then.
I knew it. It's an orange America after all.
You'll see. You're an American. We'll all be orange Americans.
Yes, we will.
Lisa says three Mr. Davins, two fucking liars, and three jobs.
Oh, by the way, just really brief, I see a new debate partner.
Who's that?
JJ.
I don't need any help. You're easy enough to handle. That's a white male. That's an elitist liberal thing. Well, here's the facts, stupid. I didn't see a response after that one. I'm like, okay, either Joe didn't see it or he read the post.
I was at work.
Yes, but it was the weekend. You weren't working.
The elitist thing? No, it was the elitist.
No, it wasn't today. It was over the weekend.
Oh, over the weekend. No, it was elitist comments.
No, it wasn't. I showed you the fact. No, these are his supporters. Predominantly white males who are in college. They do exit polls.
I understand it, but the main reason, but it is an elitist statement. It is an elitist statement.
A fact can't be an elitist.
But you gotta, you know, you state facts, but there are reasons in the facts when you break the facts down. This is what is supporting him. However, these are the guys that are paying most of the taxes and working the hardest.
That's not what you're reading into it. The point was...
You're supposed to read into it.
No, the point is, these were the facts. I didn't put any opinion on it. The who, the why. This is who's supporting him. I wasn't saying why or they shouldn't or they should. I was just saying this is who's supporting him. He needs to get other people to support him if he wants to win.
But you made it sound like it was an elitist statement.
No, you said that. I didn't say
that. No, because I was reacting from what you posted that it sounded like an elitist statement.
You're inferring. But
you inferred. You're inferred. It was not an elite statement. This is who is supporting him.
But you should. Do you feel that's an elitist statement?
No, because I was presenting facts. I don't have an opinion on it one way or the other on who's supporting him. I just watch the news and read the articles. Goes, these are the people who he's doing very well with, and these are the people he's not. It's mm-hmm. just the way it is. It's up to him to get more people to support him, not up to me. I don't, you know.
The way it was phrased, it looked like an elitist statement.
You inferred. You can't. Facts are not freezing. Facts are facts. There's no freezing of facts. If I said, in my opinion, this is why white males who aren't going to college are supporting him, that's an opinion. I wasn't giving that. I go, white males who are not college degrees are predominantly supporting Donald Trump. That's who's the biggest faction who's supporting him.
But you made it sound like a grandstanding thing. You should have it. But you should feel that these are the people that are busting their asses, paying more of the money.
No. You're putting things.
But if you're making a statement like that, trying to prove it to me,
I'm not trying to prove it to you.
Not prove it to me, but you're stating it like, well, look at this. This is a fact.
Because it's a fact.
But
it's a fact.
But you also need to read into the facts. You're not reading into the facts.
There's nothing to read into. This is who's supporting him. He needs to get he needs to get more women or Latinos or African Americans. He needs to get them to support him as well if he wants to win. This is who he's doing well with. This is who he's not doing well with. It's not inferring. It's facts from exit polls that I did not take. I have nothing to do with it. They're just reporting it. I'm sharing it with you. It's not an inference.
I don't understand. How can you bring out Hillary as much as you do with Trump? Why do you always bring out Hillary more than Trump? You do criticize Hillary, but you have more of an agenda with Trump than you do
because
with Hillary.
Because I think he's personally repugnant, and I don't think he wants the title.
And Hillary is not?
Oh, no.
I mean, Hillary is not absolutely repugnant?
Well, here's the thing. The difference between you and I can't believe we're doing this now. The difference between you and I is you're not going to like this word, but I'm going to use it, and you're not the only one. I'm not a sycophant for any of these people. When they do shit, like today I criticize Bernie supporters. When I see stuff that's bullshit, I call bullshit. It doesn't have to be my guy.
But it seems that you have more of an agenda against Trump than you do
because
with Hillary.
Because every day he gives us something new.
And Hillary doesn't?
Not every day. If Hillary did stupid shit, Hillary's got one huge thing hanging over her. And when the FBI makes their decision, there will be stuff to say. Right now, there would be nothing to talk about with Trump University. I wasn't talking about Trump
University. But do you feel it? My whole thing is this, and one of the reasons I like Trump is that he says what he feels. And I think the reason he's popular is getting sick and tired of politicians being so afraid to walk on eggshells.
It's fine if you're around the Thanksgiving table and you're with family. And you say what you feel. And I get the attraction to saying what you feel. But when you want to be leader of the free world, and everything you say is going to be parsed and turned around, it's just that you can't speak your mind that way anymore because there's consequences. If you and I are talking having a burger, there's no consequences. It's you and I. Nobody's listening. But if you're the leader of the free world, whatever you say, good, bad, and different, there's consequences. And he needs to learn that.
I still think he might be able to scale it down, but I think it is refreshing that you have somebody that's not afraid to speak their mind.
Well, here's the thing, though. He's not speaking his mind because, as I mentioned to you with the New Mexico thing, one day he's trashing the mayor of New Mexico. He gets applause from them. Then he gets criticized from it, and he takes it back. He's pandering like everybody else. I'm not saying Hillary doesn't pander. She does. I'll give you that. Yeah. But my point is, they all pander. He's not different.
And that's... Right, and sometimes you focus more attention on Trump.
Because he does it every day. He does it every day. He creates these own things because, like I said, he doesn't want to be president. His life would be worse as president. He loves the attention. He doesn't want the pay cut. He doesn't want the responsibility. I'm telling you, he's with Hillary and Bill on the fix. The Democrats could never destroy the Republican Party the way Donald Trump is. They're trying to coalesce around this maniac, and he goes, well, fuck this.
I think he's doing more for the Republican Party because the Republican Party has just been so stayed for the past 15 years.
Right, but
it needs to be shaken up.
But you can't. it's a minority. You're not going to win national elections like this. Mm. They did an autopsy of what it took to win national elections. Reince Priebus did an autopsy of what it takes to win national elections to win the presidency. They had a whole game plan, and Trump said, well, fuck that. And he won. And you know what? He did what he needed to do with the primary. He ran a great primary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the pundits were tearing their hair out of that. But it's a smaller group. It's predominantly white males that vote. Again, I'm not making a liberal thing. It's predominantly white males that vote in the Republican primary. That's the constituent that votes in the primary. When you run the general election, it's broader. You got Latinos. You got more women. You got more Asians. You got to win those people over.
The interesting thing, and like I said, I'm just saying the interesting in general, is everything since last June. Well, you got. Well, he can't. Well, you got.
No, it's right.
You know. So
no, yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm gonna. We'll end it right there because I find. Let's see what happens. It's going to be very interesting.
I agree. He's, you know, the thing with McCain, the thing with the Muslims. Yeah, I thought the thing with McCain would be the end, but it wasn't. The thing with the Muslims, I knew there was a big part of the base that would like it. So, but it's a different game.
Right, all right. We'll move on.
All right. Do everybody get there?
How'd you make out while we were discussing?
I went out and had a cigarette.
Good. You'll be dead soon. We won't need to worry about you anymore.
Who's going to keep score then?
Oh, shoot.
Is that all I'm good for?
I'm sorry, sweetie. Okay.
No, you're good at running the chat, too. Don't let him tell you otherwise.
Don't you let him talk down to you. You're good at the chat,
too. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let me talk down to you.
Stupid's Annette when he has to do it. We need you here.
Yes, you have a purpose. And he doesn't get here all the time, on time. Actually, ever. So, yes, there's a purpose.
Funny.
So live, girl, live.
There, that talked me out of that suicide. Thanks.
Get back away from the Rocky Mountain ledge.
I would have shit my pants in that car.
Yeah, I would have stunk. There would have been no place to let you out except the side of the mountain.
Oh, no. I would have been plastered to the side of the wall and never let go. Oh, my God.
So the moral of the story is don't take us through the Rockies.
Yeah, really.
The moral of the story is if you don't get better, you're going to the Rockies.
I know.
You're voting for Trump? Are you? We're still going. We're still climbing.
It's getting higher. Okay, so I'm going to say 7, Mr. Davins.
Right.
I'm going to say 2 fucking liars. And how many jobs she has? I'm going to say 4.
How many times she says it, not how many jobs.
How many times she says it, not how many jobs she has.
Anybody else playing tonight?
We have Lisa, and she already gave her votes. I read them out loud.
Okay.
3, Mr. Davins. 2 fucking liars. And 3, how many jobs?
All right. Anybody else? Nobody else playing in a quiet group?
No. Somebody had to walk
Where's
away.
Where's Tommy?
I don't know.
Oh.
June, Dateline. I played the music. Dateline, June 5th, 2014. I most certainly did. I blame you for that.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Mr. Davin.
One.
I'm so busy these days. One of my boss's business is very good.
What do the judges say?
No, it has to be jobs.
Yeah, right, it has to be jobs.
It's like the curb.
Okay. Funny. Funny. Yeah.
I do not come online here at all. So busy, but happy for my jobs.
It says, yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
You just see the judges go,
Curb is in.
Curb is in.
It's in.
Arm and drive rules.
By the way, on Sunday, I will go for a job interview.
I did not know this kid.
Biting the ass off the moon tonight, ain't she? All right.
I did not know.
Quite frankly, the moon is not pleased.
Ow.
It's not cheesy, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
This company is global and famous one. I need to prepare for the interview and resume. They called me today and asked me to wear formal suits because they will make a video, too.
Oh,
maybe it's porn.
No, it sounds like, wow, they're going to interview her. I mean, film her. Interview?
Oh, when do you start writing?
Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow.
There you go.
Huh? Well, not writing. I've seen the show. I've seen some of the show.
Mm. How many tissues you go through?
Is that why there aren't any down here?
Yeah. I was on the road, so no.
Oh, that's funny.
Uh-huh.
It was funny, though, because she told me that she does not like, she won't talk to guys while she's doing the main part of the show.
Oh, okay.
So I did it, because I'm on the same time as her when I'm out there. So I texted her. I go, all right, you know, have a good show, good night, or good show, good night.
You too.
So the next morning, I wake up. There's a text. You didn't watch the show? Grr! I'm like, I saw the show. I saw the whole thing with the panties and selling them. But you said don't talk during the show. I saw the whole show. Like, she was pissed off. I didn't see the show. I saw the show.
Oh.
The panties and who wants to buy them. I got it. The juices. I got it.
Oh. Trucker Tom just guess who shows up just in time end of the show.
Trucker Tom, though, missed his shout out on the show earlier.
He did. He will have talking to go, about you.
He will have to go back and listen to the
I know. He's working a lot.
Is that what he calls it?
Yeah. Yes.
Got to pay them bills.
Well,
nice
hello,
to see
Tom.
You,
go
Tom.
Back and listen to the replay. You'll enjoy it because you made the cut.
Yay.
Wait right. 1 second. Tom can weigh in.
Well, yeah, read the categories again.
Tom, these are the categories tonight. Mr. Davin.
Stop a show for one fucking asshole.
Fucking liars.
That's pretty much the fourth mic of the show. Let him pick the thing.
And how many times she mentions how many jobs she has.
So just to stopping the show.
So weigh in if you want to.
Right. Can I go on now?
Yes, please.
Right. You done biting the ass off of Moan?
No,
you're not. They called me today and asked me to wear formal suits because they will make a video, too. I also go to the hospital and do her rehabilitation. I am getting better. I did not know she was ill.
I didn't either. Rehabilitation from what?
I don't know. Today I got the mail from Jennifer, Parker Green's daughter.
Oh, yes.
I guess she does not contact her dad either. I did warn Jennifer because I saw through the things. I don't know.
Maybe the things from last week?
I don't know.
She saw through the things?
The things.
The things.
She
oh,
saw
things.
Through the things.
I had very good international trade experience, and I also negotiated the custom officers to cut the tax for my products before. I went to Trump University. We are not going to get screwed on negotiations.
All of a sudden, I look up. I'm like, wait a minute.
Could you just imagine? I went to Trump University, and now I'm very good at negotiating, and I can see through things. That would be the end of the Trump campaign. And Jackson. Not only is Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin endorsed Donald Trump, but so does Ann Jackson.
That's it. In the campaign headquarters, they're throwing up papers. Oh, God!
And that guy Screakle or whatever, that guy who jacked up the price of the AIDS medicine.
Oh,
he also
jackass.
Has endorsed Trump.
Did he really?
Yes!
Oh, jackass.
He's collecting the who's of...
Yeah, really.
I told Pip before you came, and then we're going to go on. I told Pip one of my new favorite games is to post things that Trump has done and see how Joe's going to twist it and justify it. And you never disappoint. It's my new game. I don't want to get into it right now, but it's my new game. Because I know you're going to come up with it. You're the Trump whisperer.
No, I rationalize it.
I'm glad you do.
There you go.
Somebody should, and I'm glad it's you. I had very good international trade experiences, and I also negotiated the custom officers to cut the tax for my products before. How do you negotiate? You don't need tax. I don't believe that.
I don't either.
No.
No, because I think
she's talking to other scammers. I'm like, all right, you don't have to. We'll knock off $100 for you.
If she's talking about import and export tax, I don't think that that's negotiable.
Well, your Ann Jackson things happen.
Uh-huh.
When I imported the products, I need to pay for the tax first. If I did not pay for the tax, the custom officers would hold my products, and this is why I can negotiate with them.
No. That's called bribes.
She's greasing the wheel.
Yeah. I'm like, what else is she talking about?
She's a businesswoman.
Sometimes that's what you got to do in business.
Ann Jackson for vice president. gets a female on the ticket. I like it. A strong female on the ticket. I like it.
I don't know about strong.
Well, a female. Maybe. Thank you, Mommy.
Maybe.
I haven't seen her. Actually, I saw a picture, allegedly. Thank you, Mummy. I am really suffering now in UK. I was waiting for you to come get me. God will help me. Bye, your daughter, Jennifer.
I was waiting for you to come get me. When was this mentioned that she
Maybe
was
when she was
to
in the hospital.
Oh, well, yeah, after getting hit by the car?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
So Anne continues. About scam case. I'm going to fight with something. I do hope UN... I don't know what. I do hope UN can release the funds to the victims. They should not ask for any fees, but I do not think it is free due to the fees for funds transfer. I really do not know what to do now. I will not apply for any funds because I have no more money, and I want to go on with my life journey. I want to take national exam and restart my life. Mr. Davin!
Two.
I really think that Eddie Melvin should contact you. I have no idea why they do not contact you at all.
This is scammers.
Oh, Joe, you're so cynical.
He's busy with the UN business. Come on.
Imagine the UN did contact me.
Can you imagine?
Well, it's this really changes am. Things. Remember how we were laughing? We shouldn't have.
Yeah, but the other thing is, like, remember how you were cursing this woman out? I have the documents.
Yeah. So I respond, I had no idea you were learning to be a chef. That is great. Is that what you were doing in the tallest building in Japan? Remember, she's going to be working in the tallest building in Japan.
Yes.
It's safe there. Godzilla can't reach that, huh?
He gets lightheaded.
He tossed the King Kong. How do you climb? I can't climb.
And how
at least you can get up. You can shimmy up stuff. I can't. I just can swap my tail and chin.
And hold on.
And King Kong gets the chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hold on to things with one hand while you're holding a chicken in another. And swat planes.
Yeah, and swat planes.
Yeah, really, he's multi-talented.
Well, Godzilla has very little hands. Mm. He's the Trump of monsters.
T-Rex.
Now I want to do a character. It's like a little Donald Trump face on like a T-Rex just swatting away at liberals.
Swatting at liberals.
Blowing flames at Hillary.
I like that.
Stomping on Bernie. Little constitution in one of his little hands. I want to make that happen.
Joe was just shaking his head.
Joe,
I don't.
Joe doesn't
I
like when we goof on the Messiah. You're not going to go to Trump heaven.
Liberals, liberals, liberals.
Oh, like that's not funny on that. Whatever. You got to laugh at that shit. Stop it. You're not being anointed to his cabinet. So settle down. Funny's funny. When you get a cabinet position, I'll expect you to not laugh at this shit anymore. At least openly. You can do it behind his back like everybody else. If you came up with a Hillary Zilla, I'd laugh.
I came up with a Hillary. That Hillary meeting, some guy yelled at me that I was fat shaming, wound up getting in a full day argument with him, and then made a blog.
So it worked.
Yeah, anything for a bit.
The Bernie Raptor would just like give cars and cities to people.
Come on, children. Hey, Grandpa's here.
Just like an old monster, young kids following it around, loving it.
Let me tell you something, really. Bernie, I won't vote for Bernie Sanders.
Because he's a socialist.
Right. However, I am loving that he is an absolute thorn in her ass.
Of course you are. Of course you are, because Donald isn't. But I'll handle this. Anyway. Yes, I go there to cook some food. When the customers say the good is good, I am so happy.
The good is good.
I think she meant the food is good.
Yeah, I think she
but
meant
she wrote the good is good.
The good is good.
The good is good.
The good is good.
The chefs there are excellent. They are pro. Another restaurant is also famous, and the boss is very good. He is Superman for me because he makes me open my eyes, and I'm Japanese, so even I talk back to
Jesus.
When working. It's this part of the show. I can say terrible things.
Oh, my God.
I'm not running for office.
No, thank God.
I don't need anybody to parse my words.
Oh, boy.
He is also excellent. He succeeds in his business. Cooking changes my whole life like it should for a woman. Get in the kitchen. I hope I can make it, and then I will do another one. Connecting cooking. I love cooking. Ha, 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 ha.
I need none of your chow.
Yeah, no.
You
God knows what's
that
in
stuff
there.
With.
I'm a good cook. Thanks to you, and I do believe you bring me luck. Yes. You're a good man with a good heart this week.
Talking about you?
Yes.
Okay.
Right this week?
Yeah. Wait till she sinks her fangs into me. I'm sure that's coming around.
Yeah.
By the way.
Show by show.
By the way, this is the This is the reply from Brown Cotton. I do not reply to him because I have no time. Dear Anne, I know you understand me now. I need to chat with you. The funds are still there, and it is in your name. All right. June 8th, 2014, I respond. Is that a recent message from Brown? If so, tell him I am now handling your financial affairs and recovery of funds. Tell him he should contact me directly. Do not, in caps, send him this message.
Isn't that scary that you had to say that?
Yes.
Oh, you know, quickly about scams. I got a phone scam. The call up, it's a recorded message that the IRS is about to sue me because I haven't paid funds.
Oh, that's been going around.
And
yeah.
I need to call them immediately.
I hope you did.
No, but it's like, I'm like, I go, why would the, and I like, I knew it was bullshit.
You should handle that IRS problem after the election. That's when you should handle it.
Anyway, I was thinking that, you know, I'm like, wow. I go, why? First of all, the IRS would send you an official letter.
Of course.
They wouldn't call on a message.
Well, you pay so much taxes and left withheld so much, they need to get you right away.
Yeah, really.
You're a big shot. Yeah. No, it's been going around for a while. So I go, do not send him this message. We will see if he has the courage to talk with me and see if we can find out some more about him. So then I go, what is your
face? And who was this?
This is me to her.
Oh, okay.
About
who?
About Brown Cotton.
Okay, very good.
What is your favorite type of food to cook? Mr. Davin!
That's your favorite type of food to cook.
What a segue that was.
Your favorite type of food to cook? Mr. Davin!
That's delicious.
Get him in a pot. Eat him up, eat him up.
Can you imagine sitting with Dan and talking that way? What's your favorite food to cook? Mr. Davin!
What's a new email?
I know.
The way it just smashed into each other.
In fact, I am learning Japanese, Chinese, and Korean food. At Huruka's, the tallest building, I am cooking Chinese food. And I also go to another restaurant, Jumbo Restaurant. I am learning many kinds of food there. It is so interesting and exciting. I am not only cooking, but also many, many things from staffs. Okay, sounds like my new job. I am so moved because my staffs always teach me pro skills.
Your staffs?
They are.
Okay.
I love the jobs, and sometimes I really...
Yes.
I love the jobs, and sometimes I really want to shed tears because my staffs are so good and nice.
Oh.
And then this is from Brown Cotton. to Anne. Dear Anne, I know you understand me now. I need to chat with you. The funds are still there in your name. So then she goes, hey, you are a real friend of mine because I did think to reply to him like to do him. I did think to reply
exactly.
to him like that.
Yeah. Yes.
So I guess she's giving me credit for stopping.
Yeah.
So I go, if so, tell him I am now handling your financial affairs and recovery funds. Tell him he should contact me directly. And again, I do not send the messages to him.
Yeah.
In fact, I've been thinking why Brown does not reply to you. He did make the mistakes to my cases. He knows I was doing business, and I didn't know the funds transfer. I still remember what I told him when he contacted me in the beginning. I told him that I must save money for the funds transfer. I do not reply to Brown. I do not contact Green and Miller. But they're probably the same guy.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to. Saves on postage.
And you were thinking, well, it's about, you know what, a couple of weeks have gone by. Time to see if she's got, you know, she's got money. They keep going back to her.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's this great thing, BCC, but they don't have to blind copy each other because they're the same guy.
Let's see. You guys want me to go a little bit more or not? I have a conversation between Anne and Brown Cotton.
Yeah, just a little.
All right, you're in for it now. This is a conversation from 2011 between her and him. She goes, you mean? He goes, hello. She goes, I can pay half and half.
She's going to give a half and half? What?
I cannot pay in 2%. I can only pay in half and half.
Okay.
You ever see low fat half and half? It should be called a quarter and a quarter.
Okay. Is that in the act now?
No.
Oh, God, quarter and a quarter.
Not putting past you. I could pay half and half. Brown goes.
He is laughing now, don't
no.
Yeah. Brown, right with the ketchup bit.
Yeah.
Brown goes, but your funds can only be transferred after the full amount of $1,200 has been completely paid. She goes, one question. The first payment for Jimmy Jones, her friend that died. About $7,000 at Singapore Airport. Is it also a scam? Because he asked for help from me. Brown goes, all. So these are not part of his group.
It's saying all?
It's all, like, all that stuff is a scam. Focus on me. I'm going to help you get the money back. So give me the money I need to go after them, and it's all going to be okay. We're going to get those scammers.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, got it. Where did Jimmy get killed? Where did Jimmy get killed, Mr. Brown? In Singapore? In Asia? Brown says, UK.
Jimmy got killed in the UK.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ann goes, what do you mean?
Hold on. No, he didn't.
Well, you weren't there.
But I thought he got killed in Asia.
Malaysia, I thought.
Malaysia.
Yeah.
All right, so okay. So yeah. We're not nuts.
There was
stated
mentioned.
Along the lines that it was mentioned,
yeah.
But it wasn't the UK. All right.
Oh, paying attention. We can't have that if you're going to be scammed properly.
Really?
Anne goes, what do you mean? Brown goes, the killers are from Asia. Is it because of the fees you are interrogating me? Stop asking questions, woman. This is not an interrogation.
But the funny thing is, she kind of caught on to what we just discussed.
Yeah.
Though the killers were from Asia. Yeah. So if they're from Asia, what the hell are they doing in the UK? Malaysia would be more, you know, reasonable.
Yeah.
I think the scam has slipped a little bit.
Shocking. They're so good.
Lisa said they were looking for MH370.
Oh.
Malaysian Airlines.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Lisa, on this show, really. Anne says, no, I am raising the hold to save transfer fee. I must pay transfer fee here. Brown goes, send the one you have now so that I can start due process. Let's go, woman!
Come on, just send me the money!
These candles aren't going to light themselves. One day, electricity!
Well, they got to throw some urgency against her because basically she's been saying, I don't have money, I'm this, that, and the other thing. So these, you know, if they're going back to her, we need it now, cut the nut, blah, blah, blah. Because she kind of alluded she might have some cash to pony up right now. Have you noticed that? So with that in mind, look, they're looking at it the same way we are. All right, look, you got to move now. I just told, you know...
Yeah, they're just pandering about the money now.
Right,
it's like,
stop,
you're eluding the issue.
Right, right, stop
money,
it,
money,
we got to get
money.
This now.
Yeah.
Let's see. So she goes, today morning here in Japan, okay? Western Union is here is open at 10 or 11. Brown goes, okay. Anne goes, is the killer also in Japan too? Do I need to report the local police here? I told them about this before, 3 times.
I would just say yes to fuck with her.
No, I would not. No, if I'm Brown, I don't know. The last thing I want is like real authorities that she can get to being involved.
That's true.
Right, but you know, at this point, they're rolling their eyes because if Anne presents any way in person like she does in writing, oh dear Jesus, don't send this woman in there.
If she's running there 3 times, you're going to run on the 4th time. They're going to laugh like hell.
Yeah.
And then the whole
attitude that they have towards scammers, the authorities,
yes.
the legit authorities, the poo-poo people on that. You know?
Yeah.
Nobody likes poo-poo.
No. You'd get it if we were going on that road in Colorado.
That's why you won't be going on that tour. Brown goes, no, Killer is not in Japan. And your local police will not attend to you since Jimmy Jones is not from Japan and he's not a local. So he has cleared the deck on that.
Yeah.
And goes, you are right. I got treats here in Japan, too. The phone no-show Japanese phone number. In June or July, I forgot. They tried to scam me again and again.
The phone doesn't show a Japanese phone number? Somebody's been calling her and scamming her,
maybe,
too?
Maybe. Who knows?
Ay, ay, ay.
Brown goes, they're not in Japan. Take my word, okay?
Stop dealing with those scammers. Just deal with me, scammer.
Because now his boss is probably looking really stupid. How the hell? She's going to go to the police. We're going to have to come up with new agents.
Oh. Well, it's like, how many scammers are you dealing with, woman?
She goes, okay, thank you. I was so scared because they called me often before. He goes, any movement you get about them, just let me know immediately, and I won't do shit.
Yeah.
He goes, okay. She goes, how many killers? He goes, there are two, Pedro and the other lady. She goes, Gianthi Marum? Maybe this is her fake name. Brown goes, yes.
Sure, good enough.
Not from Singapore, from Malaysia. And goes, she gave me her phone number at the beginning. Brown goes, she goes there. I guess.
Okay.
And goes, she said she is a lawyer. Brown goes, fake. I know fake lawyers when I hear them. Morris Mariba.
Paging Morris Mariba.
And goes, fake lawyer. Brown goes, yes. Anne goes, she equals Thai woman. Brown goes, she is the same. Anne goes, Pedro equals Eon bank lawyer. Brown goes, with Pedro. Anne goes, yes, now I got it. Brown goes, yes. Anne goes, everything.
I like the scammer algebra.
Yeah. Really?
Anne goes, Gianthi Marum equals Thai woman.
This is the new math.
Brown says, send the fees you have first thing tomorrow morning so that I can start, okay?
Yeah, let's stop fucking around with all this
math. Did he say okay at the end of
yeah.
the sentence?
Yeah.
Send it okay.
Just cut the bullshit and send the dough, stupid.
He did use an ellipsis instead of a question mark. Yeah.
Well, that's good. He's exercising.
Good, because he saved his ass from a barrel appearance. It wasn't that funny. But
yes,
Pips is salty for punctuation
lovely.
Humor.
Punctuation.
I want to hold you in parentheses. Anyway. Anne goes, okay. Mr. Brown, this is a murder case. Brown says, have a nice day.
Because that's what one says when murder is brought
yes.
up.
I will wait for you tomorrow. I will wait for your mail tomorrow. Yes. Anne goes, okay. Brown goes, thanks. Anne goes, I will send your message to the money transfer number, okay? Brown goes, okay. All of a sudden, it's Belinda. Anne goes, thank you for your help. Brown goes, welcome. Anne goes, but that fake Jimmy, he is a man or woman? Brown goes, woman. Anne goes, so the group is at least three or three Gianthi Marum. Got it. That fake Jimmy is arrested, the woman. This is what you said, right? Brown's like, yes, they work with Pedro. Anne goes, that Pedro must be put in death penalty. I don't know if there's death penalty in the UK. Sorry. Brown goes, please do not complain a lot. We will handle everything.
Do not complain a lot.
What's with the questions, woman? I just send the money.
Just shut your face and send the dough.
Come on, stupid. I got other people to scam.
I can't believe he's as much as to shut up.
But not, let's look at this as a whole, okay? You ever notice the moments that we get frustrated with her?
Yes.
Like, you gotta be. I mean, even they.
Are you empathizing?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, even they are like, oh, Jesus
it's
Christ.
Like she's
that's
so
their job. We all have bad days at work and bad clients. That's their job.
I know, but she's so frustrated.
For me, it was a yakky African-American woman. For this guy, it's Anne.
It's Anne, but it's like she frustrates us so much that we're turning towards sympathy with the
I know.
The
well,
scammer.
Well,
this is how they turn
agree.
To the dark side.
Look, we're on both sides of the coin, but we can all agree she is exasperating.
Oh, exhausting.
Please do not complain a lot. We will handle everything. Anne goes, got it. Thank you.
Well, I wish I could tell Joanne that. Just don't bust my balls and get the house ready to go. Got it. Thank you.
You're not
right?
as smooth as this guy.
Yeah, really. Maybe we should have her contact her.
Brown goes, okay. Anne goes, see ya. Brown goes, see you tomorrow. Anne goes, bye. Holy shit. It's like they're dating.
You hang up.
No, you hang up.
I
it's like
know.
Lights out at the Waltons. Holy cow.
Wow. Ancient references by Joe Curry.
Can I
you
end?
Got him.
Good night, Pedro.
Yeah.
Good night,
Chanty. Good night, Jimmy. Good night, Ann. Good night, Brown. Good night, Miller.
Did you see the hut with the lights on?
night, Morris Mariva.
Yeah. Throwing out their candles. Good night, Green. Yeah,
yeah. Good night, Desmond. Good night, Jennifer.
It goes on and on.
Good night, fucking woman who liar.
Good night, Morris Mariva.
Good night, Beg and Steal. Good night, Anna. Enough already.
Shut up, Anne. Go to sleep.
Don't you have a job to wake up for?
You got nothing on Sybil. You have so many damn personalities. Oh, my God.
See you tomorrow, Brown says. Anne says bye.
Oh, my God. They're still saying good night. Just kiss and get it over with.
Just when you goof, you're like, maybe we didn't do enough on that.
Yeah, right.
So then Brown's like, hello. Anne's like, Mr. Brown, I will go there later. I checked the price. It's $1,200. Brown says, I was expecting your message. Anne says, it's about 94,000 yen. Brown goes, I never know. Anne goes, and I'm getting some money, so I will send it because I will get money later.
I was just going to say that she sounds like she's got money. And she's so eager. For somebody that's been questioning this, she's so eager to drop this money. And that's something we really need to just stop for a second and take a look at. How through everything you've been reading for the weeks and weeks and weeks, I don't trust you. You're all fucking liar. You're a scammer. You're this and that.
Is that you and I talking or this?
No.
Both.
But in Anne's thing. You know, how she's been going back and forth. Oh, you're scamming, you're liars, you're this and that. I don't trust. Oh, go to hell. But, you know, all this for months and months and months. She comes into money. How quickly is she ready to drop that money?
Oh, my God.
Well, this is from.
She's ready to hand it over right
this
away.
This is from 2011.
Oh.
And now I'm talking to her in 2014. Oh, so this is early on.
All right.
So she's going back and telling you all
this.
Yes,
she does that.
So we're going back. Yes, all right. Yes. That makes sense.
Lisa thought the new meds had kicked in.
Well, you know. I said it was
from 2000.
I know, but if you forget, as as the story goes, sometimes you lose track.
Yeah.
So Brown goes, I never know. Anne goes, and I'm getting some money, so I will send it because I will get money later. I am waiting. Please wait for me because I'm very serious about my case. Brown goes, okay, I am waiting because that's my job. Anne goes, because I asked for help since last night. I called some friends for getting help. Brown goes, I work half day today, so I will wait. The money's coming in. No reason to work in the afternoon. Yeah.
But the funny thing, it's like when you get to work late. Hey, I got some guy coming in at 7. Yeah, I'll stay. I got in at 11. Yeah.
Right?
What the hell, yeah.
Anne goes, okay. Brown goes, keep your words. Anne goes, yes, I cannot joke with you because I want my life to be back. It is important to me. It's understandable. I go, sounds like a lot of delicious food. If I'm ever in Japan again, I'll have to have you cook me something.
Boy, was that.
That's in regards to the food thing. It's all one email.
I know, but it was like, what?
And then I say, Brown wants no part of me because remember, she wants me to talk to Brown.
Yeah.
Brown wants no part of me because he is a coward. Tell him you gave me power of attorney and all future fund transfers will have to go through me.
Oh, that would be good.
And that's where we'll end it.
And you got power of attorney?
I have power of attorney.
Okay.
I will take over. I will handle the scammers, Joe.
Well, you're up to your ass with everything lately.
Running bars, running taxi company, running comedy shows.
Yeah, really?
Running airlines, running how to run comedy. I've got it all.
And yelling at everybody about how to do it. He's Davin Taffer.
Mm.
Because they're doing it wrong.
I know.
Am I wrong to want things done properly?
No.
Oh,
no.
Thank you.
It's very entertaining the way you yell at everybody.
I don't want to yell. Yes. I want to chill and drink my Hennessy margarita.
I'm sure you did.
It was delicious. I don't even like margaritas. I like those.
But it's amazing that it got handed to you.
Well, Deshaun handed it to me. It was standing by the bar.
That's why. So right. Lisa is our big winner tonight.
Is she?
Yeah, because there were three Mr. Davins. That was right on the nose. There were zero fucking liars. She has said two, but that was closest. And how many jobs? Well, we had three, and that's exactly what you guessed.
Lisa on the money. That a girl.
Yes.
Good job, Lisa.
Yay.
You get nothing, but we're happy for you.
We're happy anyway.
I like your necklace, Pip.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's pretty.
It's pretty. It's shiny.
Yes.
It distracts.
All right, we're not doing 5 minutes on it. It was a compliment. I thought we'd move on.
Okay. It's shiny. It distracts people from other things.
I'm not going to go on the tangent where that naturally takes me. I'm going to do the plug.
See, tell him I never lob softballs at him.
You do. You do, but he's tired, and I'm tired of clubbing him like a baby seal. It's not fun when he's this docile.
Everybody says that. You don't like the docile, Joe.
No, I didn't say I don't like it, but if I'm going to poke you...
What's the reaction?
Well, that's the whole point of poking.
He's getting the point. Trump stinks. I guess he does.
You well, have a point.
He needs a nap. Really bad.
I'm going to take that as fact.
Oh my God! Get him to the hospital.
How stinks! He smells like Tanner.
Bullshit.
Smells-
Sorry.
No, he definitely smells like spray tanner. There's no arguing that.
Ah, funny.
if Tanning Mom was like hotter, that would be a great
match.
Yes, that would. They would just like have little sun-kissed oranges for kids.
But they would all be burnt sienna. Remember that crayon
color? I do remember that crayon. Don't be racist.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Don't make fun of our future president just because he's a non-human color. A little respect. A little respect for that natural hue of orange, even though his eyes are white because apparently he puts cucumbers on them when he's tanning.
Not human color.
By the way, yeah, if you're going to commit to like the all-over tan, I bet he doesn't even have an all-over tan because he always wears a suit.
Right.
I bet it's just for the face and the small hands.
It's like, but you got to do the eyes
you
gotta somehow.
Would you agree with that? If you're going to do the all-over, you got to do the eyes, Joe. You got to. You got to close your eyes. Am I right there?
It makes it too obvious.
Yes, it does.
The color.
Because they're puffy, because he's not sleeping. He's up tweeting. The man doesn't sleep a lot. Shouldn't it be the same color?
He's had hair like that for years.
I'm not talking about his hair.
Face.
Will you let me finish the sentence, please? He's had hair like that for years. You think he really gives a shit about how the skin's going to look?
That's a good point. That's a damn good point.
Right. Right.
Yeah, if you're walking around with a gerbil on your head, you really don't care.
He wasn't always
if
orange. What do you think? Oh, Boehner retired. Somebody in the Republican Party's got to be orange. I'm not doing that crying bullshit, though, but I'm going to carry the mantle of orange. You know, I was in the FBI. They called me Agent Orange.
Well, the first part was funny. You went a bridge too far.
She laughed. If she laughed at your stupid ellipsis jokes, it counts when she laughs at mine. All right, stupid.
Oh, we're back to the side the street thing rule again.
Yes,
yes.
She's gonna laugh at bullshit
the
for
curb
you.
Rule.
Yes. I laughed at the curb.
It's the curb
inbounds. The catch is good. Oh, no. 2 feet in on the curb. Catch is good. First down.
So you say that you like the laws when they work in your favor.
I think everybody does. Yeah. And when they don't, I cast aspersions. Mm-hmm. Anywho, that's what I'm looking for. We got to thank people
for
allowing this to transpire. Do you want to feel safe? Of course you do. You're in America. Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course! We all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's Russ Ferdico, RussFerdico, @yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Portobello is Bergen County's, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, so thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Now, Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 o'clock. Portobello Banquets is your destination, too. If you got a sweet event, sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress, check out Portobello. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And we have a great show coming up July 15th with Joe Bronzy, so check that out. So experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. Give yourself a break. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more.
I thought it was going to come out differently for some reason. I don't know why. In my head, when she was in, sometimes you feel like a slut. That was in my head. There's no reason for
sometimes
that.
Sometimes you feel like a slut.
Oh, by the way,
sometimes
in the porn
you
room,
don't.
I am succulent meat. For some reason, we couldn't get the tea in there.
It must be great to be the boss, because if any of us stopped to read like that,
they'd
be a talking to after the show.
No, they'd be talking to during the show. And I think there's a talking to right now. I think you just had it, stupid.
I think you just talked to
him. It's not like you waited and go, by the way, not for nothing. You just stopped it, too. So I don't know who the fuck you think you are. Go on.
I don't want
you heard
anymore.
The boss.
That's right.
Sometimes you feel like a slut. No, no, no.
No.
Wait.
Well, I mean, yes, but
wait, no.
Do you need somebody to read during your masturbatory sessions on live cams? My services are available. So thrust with pride, and I'll be at your back with a pen.
That's succulent meat.
At suck.com.
He's like, I'll ring his phone. Hey, that's an idea. Keep
a going, plug's a plug. Speaking of plugs, you call what you like.
Speaking of plugging.
That career starts, oh, I can't even talk about it next week.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we're doing a double and up.
Yeah.
And we're going to do Ann Jackson the first segment.
Right, no, well. I'm not.
Yes, we are. So we'll have to do talk about that in a few weeks. I'll have to take notes.
Well, you'll have plenty to say.
Well, you are going to be taking notes and handing them to somebody. Can you see the bed? And Stupid comes out with a piece of loose leaf.
I couldn't be any worse than being told that Tom needs the keys. Not you, Tom.
He's like, well, I'm fine.
No.
You pay my fucking bill.
Because it's going to be texting or messaging. And when she's doing that, she doesn't want to talk.
Okay.
That's not the whole show. There's hours of lead up to it. That's where I come in. Once the dildo comes out, I'm off the clock.
Wait a minute. Once it comes into play, or once it literally comes out?
Once the dildo comes into play, once it's go time, I'm on my own time.
It's almost like once the checks are dropped, I got another 10.
No. Once we get enough for a show, and that's what it's called when they get down to the diddling.
Get down.
Once it's time for a show, I stay, it's just strictly for myself.
Yeah, really.
Which I probably won't do because home and the wife and the kids, I'll go hang out with them. I got them to where they needed to go with her, and I'm off the clock.
You got more tissues around here someplace.
No, you know, I've already seen the show. I seen one of the shows. I saw the mirror show. Because there's a mirror involved.
Oh, okay.
Because I think, I'm trying to recall, because I think the dildo was suction cupped to the mirror.
Oh, my God.
Mirror on the wall, will you take it to the balls?
I might invite you to the chat. That's just funny.
Hilarious.
There's a guy in there named Mr. Hilarious, but if you're bringing stuff like that, my friend. Yeah, and he tells street jokes. It's awful. He's a high tipper, so we all just allow it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what? There are allowed to be hacks in there. Don't go after
It's a sex room. It's not this show.
Do not go after the material.
Imagine, really? You're in the barrel now with that one, Mr. Hilarious.
Sometimes I feel like we're fucking the fans, but not us.
Sometimes I feel like the fans are fucking up.
Oh, my God. Oh, you crazy bastards. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll have stories for that coming up.
I'm sure you will. Mm. Okay.
I already saw a show. Yay. It was funny. I don't care. But she got pissed. Oh, you didn't watch. What the fuck? Relax. I'm going to see you a hooch a bunch of times.
I know. I know.
I'm sorry we didn't get. I didn't get to see you jam a dildo when you flew. I'll be back next week.
Yeah, but like you said yourself, I didn't have to watch the show, and now you're upset I didn't watch the show.
I know. It's like, make up your damn mind.
Well, she's the boss. She wants me. Yes, that'll be me. See, Joe, you think you got a hard boss. She's making everybody hard, and she's the boss.
Looks like he's going to have a hard rider in the way she's
You know
going.
What? I should be called. I'm going to be Blue Cock. The call is going out. Blue Cock.
Bacaw.
That's right. Bacaw. The call went out today.
Not Blue Hawk. Blue Cock.
I know. Working on the side of the street. I'm Blue Hawk today. Bacaw. Nobody gave me a bacaw today.
But it's no. Tired of it. Joe's girl did before you got on the air.
Oh, good girl. Bacaw.
She
has
did.
A vested interest in.
That's right.
In bacaw.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I just thought of something. I'm not going to say it. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you win a manja manja. Oh, my God.
That's not funny.
No, I...
It's not funny.
Jen Carelli's...
It's not funny. Be damn professional.
Hold on one second.
Well, that didn't sound good. And painful, actually.
Jen Carelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features...
What is your problem?
I'm tired.
Really?
Yes.
Snap out of it, stupid. We got a read to do so we can get out of here.
Okay.
We've taught you about laughing during segments.
Yes. It's a perfectly lovely read. I don't know why Manja Manja and San Gennaro are scratching you. Oh, the cat needs the toilet. And right past us.
I know.
I waited longer. You guys are usually off the air by now.
Come on. I got to go.
I didn't want to stink you out, but hey, you stay long. This is what happens.
Yeah. This is what you get. All right. Jen Carelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza.
I'm not even
what
finding
What are you looking at me for?
She's your problem now. She's part of your cabinet.
All right. Quit laughing during the reads.
Gluten? Does that remind you of glutes? What is your problem?
No.
What's up the word gluten?
No, I was anticipating something.
Well, hold it and finish up when we're done. Prolong the experience, stupid, and get through the read. Put away the Hitachi and finish up.
Let me tell you something. Can you imagine if this was last week?
Would not be last week. I would not be entertaining this. We got out of here late enough last week because you assholes all of a sudden have an interest in banking laws. She's going to die. Who's going to run the chat? You got to start showing up on time. You hear that wheeze?
Oh my God.
Sounds like a 96-year-old ghost rattling around in there with chains.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the cat's had enough of your shit, too.
Cat ran away.
Cat didn't even stay around to cover
the
turds.
Where does the cat have to go that it's busy?
Even the cat knows it's time to go.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Do you need a cigarette so we can move on?
No.
She keeps on looking at the chat like it's their fault.
No, I'm looking at the read.
Fucking let's go.
Okay. As well as fresh seafood.
Grandma in the casket. Grandma in the casket.
Why are you bringing up my gig in Colorado?
As well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Corelli's is just like the great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out.
Am I being punk, Joe?
Eat in.
Goddamn, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Take out.
All right, enough of this. But where are you hiding the flask, and how come you ain't sharing it?
Oh, my God.
What do you have? Like, what, do you have, like, a rabbit in your pants? What is the... You're so excited.
Have it delivered.
You're just making it all filthy.
Or have them cater your party or special event.
She must be great at eulogies.
Well, she ain't giving mine if this is a delivery.
See, they're complete menu.
You got to do this again because you're sucking the cock. We got 8 minutes. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. Got to do this again. Do it professional. Let's go.
Start over?
Yes, because it's been a 20-minute shitty read.
Oh, Christ. Okay. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Jen Corelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats.
Why are you laughing, you asshole, Joe? So we know which asshole I'm yelling at. That was Joe's fault. I don't blame
you. No, she started it. She
you know she's incompetent.
Delicious desserts and much more.
You started. You were almost done. It's like a fucking hyena with a rasp.
Chain smoking hyena.
Yeah. Just back getting together with the other hyenas fucking before they stink their feet, stink their teeth into the carcass. They're just like smoking around. Look at that giraffe. We're going to have a beat.
Jen Corelli's is just like the great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, or have it delivered. Or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JenCorelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCorelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. My computer died in the middle of that.
Because your computer's had enough of your horseshit.
When you eat with Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price.
There's nothing even erotic about that.
Well, we'd like to thank Pip for turning that read into the White Album.
No. Can't always cook for you.
Seriously, we got like 6 minutes, so get
some
yourself together.
Nights when she can't make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's.
And you'll have a good time at Jen Corelli's.
Apparently.
Even the read is funny.
Size-splitting productions.
Yeah, now we'll bring everybody down. All right.
Well, somebody's not getting any more gigs. She's turning blue.
Now what's she doing?
She's got another read to do, so she better get her shit to... You know what? Give it to Joe. Side-splitting productions for all your entertainment needs. Comedians, kids entertainers, dinner theater, whatever you need. Sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Joe, you want to read Francesco's?
Oh, it's a read.
You want to read Francesco's?
Francesco. Oh, okay. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Gencarelli cooks a thing. It's Joe's turn to read. Frank Gencarelli.
it's working its way around. And Joe's the kid who can't read, so he's getting the sled.
Stop it. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Gencarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean.
She's actually toweling herself off over there. I'm going to have to burn that blanket that she's sitting on. Go on. It's going to have pip juice on it.
The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor.
She looks so satisfied. It's my fault, but I want you.
All right, I just want you to know. Get the damn read done, and then you keep on interrupting me with what she's doing. I'm going to do the whole damn thing again. If you're in a mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Gencarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family all the time. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, but yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to make reservations to the comedy show, May 13th. Well, it's actually passed, but I just did the read, so it's the first time you're doing the read so far. Well. But they'll have comedy shows. Just ask Davin.
Thanks, John Madden, for the breakdown. All right, Joe, do you have anything to plug? I'm not asking stupid over there.
Yeah. She's going to be in a hyena cage.
I gave your contact information for Kevin today for a gig this weekend. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he shot me. Unfortunately, I'm working, and that's where I'm going to be, Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club. I will be there this Wednesday through Saturday, so go to 1-877-UNCLE.VIN, or go to Joe Curry Comedy, my website, or Joe Curry Nation.
She's like still
at Facebook.
She's still out of her fucking gourd. You're delightful. All right. Thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you to Joyce Razor from the National Military Family Association for joining us.
And speaking to our sponsors, sorry that we just took your fucking reason and destroyed them.
Well, one of us did.
All right.
We're going to shoot Pip. Next week, we got the best special Father's Day show. Always a good time. Worst dads of the year. So we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one. Please, God, no.
Either way, please keep on listening.